The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567. We have several, but they roll over. Today, Monday. Is everybody else having a tough day today? Yep. Christina's having a tough day today. Sue's having a tough day today. Frank never has a tough day. Today, the 22nd of April, so 4/20 was Saturday. Not that I really understand what that's all about. 7:06 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Yeah. Christina's at the helm. Good morning. Do we have a national day in there besides National Wake Up Day?
Also, today is Magic Monday.
Happy Monday.
Okay, I'm joking. But today is National Earth Day.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's Earth Day. I got, I think like 1970 it started, something like that. I was going to, before I went into the Marine Corps, got involved in that. So why do you get involved back in those types of things in college? You know why? Because the girls were involved in those things. Oh, girls were in there saving the earth. Oh, let me come in too. Today, and speaking of the earth, how about the weather? Today, mostly sunny with a high near, 89. Wow. But we could have gusty winds as high as 20 miles per hour today. Low tonight around 57. Now, tomorrow, Wednesday, here we go. Tuesday, high near 78. Wednesday, high near 75. Okay, partly cloudy. Thursday, chance of rain after 11 a.m. and a chance of showers at night. Chance of showers on Friday, too. However, it's going to be about 70 degrees. Thursday, about 67. So it goes from 90 to 67 in a period of 3 days. But it looks like Saturday and Sunday are going to be beautiful, 72 and 73. I tell you what, the weather here is remarkable. I'm going to talk a little bit about that, about this weekend and the weather. But the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Family-owned business out of Anderson, been doing this like 25 years, delivering propane to all of their customers whom they treat very, very special, locally owned, locally run. A veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Plus, they have other payment plans. They've won a very prestigious award for hiring veterans in the North State. Yeah, that's the kind of people they are. That's Shasta Gas Propane. If you got propane, you ought to be calling them at 530-365-3793. Okay. Right now, my nose is running. And I can't reach a tissue. Okay, what are we going to talk about? How about Yale? Yale University's called in the cops because, thank you. She's bringing me paper towel rolls. I don't know what hit me. My allergies seem to have gone away for the last couple of weeks, and I'm sitting there, but whatever happened today, they're back, and they are there. Okay, so Yale, I love this. The Ivy League is coming apart on the anti-Israel mobs are raging on Columbia. New York police were called in. The Yale called in their people, they called in riot officers as multiple Yale anti-Israel protesters arrested, closing on the occupation. So it started in Colombia and then went to, and then Yale joined in. And when you have somebody like Bill Maher think it's disgusting what's happening like this, that these people who are, a lot of them are paid, by the way, a lot of these guys are paid, boys and girls are paid to come out there and be a menace to society. So they come in here, it's anti-Semitic, it's anti-Israel, but now it's gone a little bit further than that, my friends. They're tearing down the American flag and burning it. The America is Satan. These are people that live here in the United States. This isn't a mob in Tehran, Tehran, Iraq, Iran. Those aren't there. They're not a mob in Libya. These are people that live in our country saying, you know, the USA must be destroyed. We can't back Israel. That we are, we believe in genocide and all this. I mean, these are people that live in our country. And you know what? I bet they wear Nikes. I bet they have their Apple Watch on. I bet they drive maybe a hybrid car, maybe not. Maybe they drive a truck. Everything they have comes from this country, and they want to destroy this country. That's what they're chanting. Now, I realize that younger people are idiots a lot of times. You know, I'm sorry, but they are. They'll get caught up in these things, and, like, you know, I went to Earth Day, okay? Well, back then, Earth Day was different than it is now. And they had the, you know, the 1968, they had the riots in Chicago during the Democratic convention there, party's convention. But this, you know, that I and there was flag burning in, okay? But this seems to be more pointed. This seems to be with hatred. This seems to be wanting a group of people wiped out. Anyway, one of our esteemed congresswomen daughter was one of those that was arrested. I think that was last week, though, for this. And anyway, 40 to 46 protesters were arrested as people, as the police looked through tents set up in the encampment near Beniki Plaza. Yale Police Chief Anthony Campbell told the Yard Daily News. It's where 250 agitators had gathered Sunday, that they would be charged with trespassing, a class A misdemeanor, and would be released once they are processed, so nothing's happening to them. I guess as long as there's no damage. And even then, if there's damage, obviously, as we've seen in the past, nothing happens to them. Anyway, free Palestine. From Yale to Columbia, we will not be moved. So, and I don't mind protest. Okay, first of all, protest. You got the right to do that. But when you go in there and you're burning flags and you're saying death to America, which is what happened up in Michigan and other places, death to America. I mean, that's right out of the Iranian handbook right there. So then you ask yourself, of all the people that are coming into this country, how many of them believe this? Because we don't know how many people are coming in. San Diego, Southern California, it's got 700 Chinese this month. 700 Chinese. The amount of Chinese that have been coming across the border, as we learned the other day, has gone up 2,000-something%. Many of them ended up somehow in Oklahoma. So, okay. I hate to start the day like that. But, you know, there's one thing to protest and say, you know, what, you know, free Palestine, you know, equal states. But when you start going, you know, from the river to the sea, that means genocide. When you start saying things like death to America, I mean, come on. And then burning the flag again over this, I find very hard to stomach. Okay. rest of the day, we got Anne Marie calling in with everything that's going to be happening this week. I don't even know if she has enough time to talk about everything that's happening this week. Then we got the Korean War veterans coming in. And then 8 o'clock, we have Open Line Monday. So all those things you want to talk about. I'm going to talk about the Red Bluff Roundup, too. What a and we're going to talk about a bad experience that Christina had. Not at the Roundup, no. But something that happened in conjunction with the Roundup, things that we talk about, that they talk about all the time. And we talk about not just at the Roundup, at the Cascade, everything, how it can impact on you. So we're going to talk about that, too. Anyway, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, right off, it's on Hilltop Drive. And guess what? Four Winds Jewelry has a great seat for the cruise this Friday coming in. Four Winds Jewelry, voted best in the North State in the Record Searchlight poll. They are. They are the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. They've been advertising with us since, gosh. I had a show, a Saturday show, from 7 to 8 on a station across the street, across the town, and they were sponsors then. That's how long ago back it goes. And, of course, all the time since we've been here. And we just have a great relationship with them. They've got a super selection of jewelry, everything you can imagine. Okay, you got the Reading Rodeo coming up. Maybe it's time for some turquoise. They have Native American jewelry. They have Old Pond. They have estate jewelry. They have it all at very fair prices. And the only watch repairman in the whole area. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
Feel the pulse of excitement as the Reading Rodeo returns, Bucking by the River. From May 15th to the 18th, immerse yourself in four nights filled with heart-racing action, family entertainment, and the unmatched excitement of rodeo competition. Secure your place now with tickets exclusively available at readingrodeo.com. Mark your calendars for May 15th to the 18th. Tickets are available now exclusively at readingrodeo.com.
Attention foodies and flavor enthusiasts. Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and sink your teeth into a flavor explosion with our Cinco de Mayo special. Satisfy your cravings with our mouthwatering Berea quesadilla. Available in seasons on Sunday, May 5th from 3 p.m. till 9 p.m. Indulge in this culinary masterpiece for only $10 with a River Club card or $15 without. For complete menu details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280. Zero, you win. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tagger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Botlin. It's on assignment this morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. That's right. He's been doing it for over 20 years, and he is a true master of his craft. Whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it. He guarantees it for the life of the windshield. Don't take chances with your family's safety. Head on down to 3208 South Market Street and get a free inspection and analysis. Get your windshield repaired by a master windshield repair specialist, Jeff Wurst. Call him at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. Locally owned, locally run, and it's a veteran-owned business. That's Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Anne-Marie's on the line. Good morning, Anne-Marie.
Well, good Monday morning.
You've got a lot of stuff happening today.
Oh, there is way too much happening.
Way too much. So, you know what? It take as long as you want to get all these in. Okay.
Well, I will definitely do my best, folks. It is National Volunteer Week, April 21st through April 27th. What a great week to honor all the volunteers in our community and across the nation. And today, April 22nd, is Earth Day. Just a reminder of an ongoing denim drive this month by the Shasta County District Attorney's Office in an effort to show support for local survivors of sexual assault as part of April being National Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Donations needed include new jeans and new jean jackets for both men and women. Donations can be dropped off at the Shasta County DA's office located at 1355 West Reading Street in Reading through April 24th. They are also encouraging everyone to wear denim jeans on Wednesday, April 24th, in honor of International Denim Day. For more information, visit the Shasta County District Attorney's Office on Facebook. Now, there are numerous show and shines happening this week, actually too many to mention in this segment, as part of Cool April Nights. Several are actually taking place today. For a complete schedule, please visit coolaprilnights.com. Since there are so many events this week, I'll focus on the local youth groups putting on events this week. Tonight, April 22nd, Enterprise High School Music Department will host their annual Starship Variety Hour at Cool April Nights from 5 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium, located at 700 Auditorium Drive. Doors open at 4:30 p.m. The free variety hour show starts at 5 p.m. and dinner will be available to purchase for $5 for nachos and $8 for taco salad. On Tuesday night, April 23rd, the students of Parsons Junior High Vocal Music Department will present their Putting on the Glitz musical event. This free Cool April Nights event will run from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium, 700 Auditorium Drive. Admission is free, and there will also be a meal option for $15. Foothill High School Music Department will transport you back to the 1930s with their Club Cougar Jazz event on Wednesday, April 24th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Tickets for this event are $20, and there will be a catered dinner by Odell's Craft Barbecue. Stick around after for a free viewing of the classic Disney film Herbie, the Love Bug. I really like this movie, folks. From 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. at the Reading Civic Center. Parking for this drive-in movie experience will begin at 7 p.m. on the lawn for classic vehicles and 7:30 p.m. for all others. The public is encouraged to bring chairs and blankets, and this event is weather permitting. And it's part of Cool April Nights. And you know, everyone is talking about the Cool April Nights cruise. On Friday night, April 26th, starting at 6:30 p.m. at Hilltop Drive, Churn Creek Road area. So come early, folks. More details and the route can be found at coolaprilnights.com. Saturday morning, April 27th, starts the day with a pancake breakfast hosted by the Asphalt Cowboys, starting at 8 a.m. at 700 Auditorium Drive in Reading, $5 per person. The big show and shine will take place Saturday, April 27th, from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., also at the Reading Civic Auditorium. And finally, a different fundraiser on Sunday, April 28th. The Heritage 4-H Group will host a barbecue drive-through dinner from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. in the Country Strong parking lot located at 9452 Deschutes Road in Palisadro. Dinner, which includes chicken or tri-tip, mac and cheese, green beans, side salad, and garlic bread will be $24 pre-sale or $26 at the event. Proceeds will go to the new Heritage 4-H Group located in Palisadro. And that is just your sample of events taking place this week. I'm Anne Marie with your community calendar.
Well, I can think of a couple others. We have the Safari Club.
Oh, there's tons of others.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Safari Club International is going to be on Saturday, April 27th. You can still get tickets there. Go to scireading.com. Gosh, this has just been a, I mean, there's so many things going on. I you know, 31 show and shines. How do you even talk about so many of them?
Absolutely. That's why you send everyone to coolaprilnights.com for a complete list.
That's right. That's N-I-T-E-S also. And cool has a, you spell it with a K.
With a K. Mm-hmm.
There you go. Anne-Marie, thank you. As usual, and this has been brought to you, our community calendar has been brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance, a full-service insurance agency on Mistletoe Drive. They have been instrumental in supporting our community calendar, and Anne-Marie does such a great job. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Have a great week.
You bet. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Tiffany Blasingame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
so you know what that means. Hot cars! And Cool April Nights is back, April 19th to the 28th. It's going to be bigger than ever. So mark your calendar for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shine, a drive-in movie, cornhole tournament with $1,000 in prizes. Don't forget to dust off your lawn chairs for the big cruise on Friday, April 26th. End the week by coming to the biggest show and shine of them all at the Civic Auditorium on Saturday, April 27th. There will be 2,000 classic cars on display, tons of great food, a variety of vendors, and lots of chances to win prizes at our annual Poker Walk or Raffle City. Get your tickets today at any of the 8 local Napa Auto Parts stores to avoid the line. Cool April Nights returns April 19th to the 28th, so mark your calendars. For a full schedule of events, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Experience for the first time glowing wild an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024, Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back. We're back. Hey, it's Monday, the 22nd of April, 7:32 in the morning. It's going to be a warm day. It's going to be almost 90 degrees. Ooh, so be prepared. I've got stories to tell you about Red Bluff Roundup, and that'll happen after 8 o'clock. And what happens if you leave your dog in a car at the rodeo? Yeah. With me are the Korean War veterans, Dick Wilkinson and Frank Rose. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Great to be here.
I suppose it's great to be anywhere if you're a Korean War veteran.
Yeah, it's great.
It's great. It's great to be here for me too. When I wake up in the morning, and I go, "Thank you, God." And I say, "Here, I've got another day going. It's going to be good. Dog hasn't done anything weird. He's just laying there asleep. Linda's doing things around the house. You know, this is at 5:30 in the morning. That tells you, you know, Linda gets up early. So, good morning. So what's up? What's up with the Korean War veterans?
Well, again, we're recruiting for new members. Recently, the Korean War Veterans Association was changed, the Korean Veterans Association. We're trying to recruit younger people who... Anyone who ever served in Korea, you don't have to be during the war period. And but anyway, we're losing members every day. And I don't know if you ever knew Joe Koska.
Yeah.
And you know he died on March the 8th.
Oh.
And what happened to him? His wife called me about the 1st of March and said that they called the ambulance and took him to the hospital. I went to see him a couple of times, and what is, I wasn't sure what's wrong, but he had some problem with his kidney and all that. But
that was
they,
it.
Anyway, they said there's nothing they can do about it. And his daughter, Leanna, she lives in Alaska, Shasta Lake City. She stayed with him the whole time that he was there. But he actually died. He became 91. His birthday was March the 8th, and he died the next day.
Wow.
And in 2023, the mayor, Michael DeCristo, declared March 8th as Joe Koska Day. He served in the sheriff's department quite a while here in Shasta County, and also for about 8 years he was the president of the Senior Citizens Club. And when I first found out about the local chapter of the Korean War Veterans Association, I've been living in Redding for 34 years. I didn't even know it existed. I don't know if Frank invited me to come to the meeting, and probably in early 2017.
So it started off, of course, as the Korean War Veterans, and now it's just the Korean Veterans Association.
Right.
And that means then if you served in Korea, do you have to have served in Korea, like, for years, or is it like weeks?
We don't care.
Anytime.
We don't care. Anybody who would like to join us.
Put your foot there.
If you put your foot there, if you were there for Ochi Focus Lens, which is a big exercise the American military and the South Korean military do, and you're there for like 2 weeks, you qualify. Is that right?
Yep.
If they'd like to join us, we just like to have new members because Korean War veterans are in their 90s right now. I'm 92. Frank is 91. And we're losing them every day. We're losing Korean War veterans. But let's see. I had something else I was going to say slip my mind here.
What do you have there, Frank?
Oh, this is a little report on one of our projects with the Rose of Sharon. And that's for our dictionaries.
Okay, so what is the Rose of Sharon?
That's the flower of South Korea.
Uh-huh.
And it's powder blue, and powder blue is supposed to mean peace. And then they have the 12 little buds on top, which indicates the major wars that were in South Korea.
Okay. So, and you've seen these around town. They're kind of like the poppies, except, everybody's familiar with, except they're blue.
Yeah, we get donations for them, and from the donations for these, we get the dictionaries, which we give to schools. And at the present, we have 6 schools that we've been doing. And
before we get to the schools, Frank, let's Rose of Sharon, our treasurer, Jess Hoops, he's arranged that we're gonna be in the parking lot of the Sportsman's Warehouse pretty soon. And we'll be having a fundraiser there with these Rose of Sharon flowers here.
So after gathering the funds for those events that we do there 2 times, we'll probably be doing them 4 times now, but we get together and purchase the dictionaries for the schools, and they're running for $3.75 now, each one. And the Montesua Elementary School, which is actually in Shasta, city of Shasta, and then the next one is Shasta Lake Elementary School, and then Rothler is a new school on Hartnell. We pick that up, and then we do Juniper Academy, and we also do Anderson Heights Elementary. We pick that up. That's in Anderson, and we do a little small one. It's called Castle Rock, and that school only has... Well, this year's only has 2. But so we do a total of 201 dictionaries this year, and we're going to be delivering them on the 27th of this month, and then the 1st, the 2nd, the 3rd, and the 4th each day. And the dictionary project people, which is down in South Carolina, they sent us a little thank you for the Reading Chapter Korean War Veterans Association. And that says, we're glad that you are able to continue this program to ensure that the students where you live will be able to enjoy the benefits of owning a dictionary. For your support, it makes it possible for students to receive a dictionary for their own personal use that they will be able to use for a lifetime. For some children, it may be the first book that they ever owned. You truly making a difference in their lives by giving them such an important reference total.
Well, there's more to this dictionary than just a dictionary. It has biographies of the U.S. presidents, the Declaration of Independence, the United States Constitution, facts about countries, maps of the seven continents, information about the 50 states, facts about the planets, weights and measures, the longest word, sign language, and more. The longest word in English language is consists of 1,909 letters. It is a term for a formula, a tryptophan synthase, a protein, an enzyme that has 267 amino acids, and it's the word takes up a whole page.
Yes.
And then you go into things like weights and measures, the metric scales, you know, and converting that, words for large numbers, standard international unit symbols, standard international factor prefixes, the periodic table of the elements, which we had to at one time memorize. Multiplication tables, prefix tables, United States flag, stuff about that, Star Spangled Banner. This is more than just a dictionary. This is really cool. I'm going to buy one of these.
It's like an encyclopedia.
I'm going to give it to you.
You're going to give me this one?
Yes.
Okay. Well, yeah. I'm going to put it on my desk because now I need a dictionary.
You know, in the very end pages, the kids seem to be fascinated about it. There's a sign language and braille symbols, and they seem to be locked on that right away.
I knew a lady one time that could sign. She wasn't blind, but she could sign. And it was amazing watching her talk. We had some people in our studios one time that were deaf, and they came in along with, people that signed with them that could speak, so they could talk back and forth, and it was just amazing. And the only thing was, I asked a question, they turned around and they started signing, and it took like 30, 40 seconds of just kind of silence there on the air. And I said, well, they're signing back and forth now. We should have the answer any second. But yeah, this is cool.
Well, another thing that's really interesting, if you get the page where they show you the pictures of the United States, each state, at the very, very top, it'll tell you where the word that was used to get the state that name. And 80% of them are all Native American names, and what tribes that actually use that name and still using it today. Mississippi, Carolinas, and the Dakotas, they were all Native American names for all the states. And that is something that I didn't even know.
South Dakota comes from the Sioux Indian word meaning ally or friend. Tennessee comes from Tenasse, the name of the Cherokee Indian villages on the Little Tennessee River. Let me see. Utah comes from the Ute tribe, meaning people of the mountains. Yeah, it's got all that stuff in there.
Amazing.
This is a wonderful dictionary. And so when you're selling when you're taking donations for your flowers, where does that happen?
That one place that they told you, the number one was at the Sportsman's Center.
Okay, the Sportsman's Warehouse.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not allowed to be out there on the sidewalk, but we're going to be in the parking lot.
Okay, and they said it's okay on the parking lot?
Yeah.
Okay, so when's it start?
I did have the dates, but not with me. I didn't write them down.
Is it going to be like in the next couple weeks?
Soon.
Yeah. Okay, you got to call me, Frank, and let me know what it is so I can tell people about it.
Also, we have a proposed place as one of my favorite places. Is Jersey Mike's. We can do it in their parking lot as well.
Jersey Mike's is a great place. Yeah. Bev and Joe are just really, really good people, really support veterans, support a number of great causes. I can't say enough about Jersey Mike's.
Yes.
And it's good food. So, all right. So,
one more thing about the Korean War veterans. If anybody out there listening that has a relative or friends who they know served in Korea or were Korean War veterans, I'd like to have you give me a phone call. My name is Dick Wilkinson. My phone number is 530-246-9131. And we'll try to get together and have them join if they would.
Do you have a Facebook page? Or no. A website?
No. Well, that's what we're going to be working on.
That would help, guys.
Yeah, and that's what we're going to be working on.
So you can get on there.
New project.
I'll follow you, and we'll send it out to thousands of people and all that. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Okay. Now, one more thing.
Okay.
Yesterday on your program with 9 o'clock was, Terry Raposa was on, and I had Laura Hobbs there. You know, she ran for Supervisor District 2, and she has a lot of complaints about what happened during the election, and right now she's having a fundraiser, to earn cash for this fundraiser, they're raffling off a Ruger Max 9 9mm. handgun. The tickets are $20, and I have tickets. Again, my number is 530-246-9131, or you can go to Jones Fort, the gun store, and they have tickets there also.
Okay. And, well, thanks.
And I have tickets with me in case you'd like to buy one, Carl.
No, I don't go to fundraisers.
And you don't have to go. You can buy. You can buy.
Oh, I can just buy a ticket.
You can buy a ticket. I have the tickets with me.
Okay. Thanks, Dick. Dick sells some tickets. You know, and I will say this. For the Marine Corps ball, we give him the raffle tickets for our guns, and he comes out and he sells them all. I don't know how you do it. Well, yeah, I do now. He's going, I just buy one. Okay.
Yeah, I sold last year. You had 300 tickets. You had
three guns.
Handguns with 100. I sold 217 of your 300.
Yeah.
So...
You're just a little ticket machine there, buddy.
Yeah, so if you'd buy a ticket here, I got them right here.
I know you do. Okay.
It would help us.
Okay. I'm trapped. Okay, guys, if you served in the Korean War or you ever served in Korea, this is the Korean Veterans Association, and you can reach Rick or Dick Wilkinson at 530-246-9131. Or you can, if you got questions, you can always come on to the KCNR Facebook page and ask, and we'll send you in the right direction. Okay.
Yeah, on the back of that card, you know, the Korean flag has four little symbols in the corner that tells what they mean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the heaven, fire, water. It says the four classical elements. The trigrams are heaven, fire, and water. There's a fourth one. Oh, an earth. There it is, an earth. Bottom right. Okay, got it. All right. Thanks a lot, guys. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
There you go.
CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Dasa Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hello, this is Rollin from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive since 1982.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi, I'm Adam Ryan, presiding judge of the Shasta County Superior Court. The Superior Court is now accepting applications from those individuals that are interested in serving on the Shasta County Grand Jury. To apply or get more information, please visit our website at ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
The Shasta County Grand Jury application deadline has been extended to April 24th. To apply or to get details, visit ShastaCountyGrandJury.org. Don't delay. Get your application in now.
Please apply now.
Celebrate the extraordinary women in your life and join Wind River Resort and Casino for a delicious Mother's Day brunch. Sunday, May 12th, seatings are available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Enjoy a savory prime rib dinner with a wide variety of sides and desserts for only $45 plus fees per person. Every mom deserves a day as special as she is. All ages welcome, reservations required. For reservations or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Attention adventure seekers, save the date for the 30th annual Safari Club International Banquet hosted by the Reading Chapter of Safari Club International on April 27th at the Wind River Resort Center beginning at 5 p.m. Immerse yourself in the thrill of our auction featuring guns, hunting trips, equipment, and breathtaking artwork. Get ready for games and a drawing with fantastic prizes. For more details and tickets, visit sciredding.org. Join us for an unforgettable evening of camaraderie and conversation. See you there.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Reading Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
He's still a soldier. His blood runs red, white, and blue. He put away his gun and boots, but he still believes the American dream. His last breath, he'll always be a soldier.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebot. It is the 22nd of April, 7:52 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. It is a community bank. It's been around here for 17 years. They have four branches, one on Riverside Way in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding at 1845 California Street, right next to Jack's Grill, and 192 Hartnell Avenue, the Cobblestone Shopping Center. That's the main one. And the fourth branch down in Anderson, the newest branch in Ventura Street. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. We do business with them. We're happy. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. Now, some more things. Columbia University. I already talked about Yale. Columbia is right in the middle of the pro-Palestinian demonstrations, and they've been doing this for 5 days, probably 6 days now. In recent days, we've seen harassment and calls for violence against Jews. The blatant anti-Semitism is reprehensible and dangerous and has absolutely no place on college campuses or anywhere in the country, President Joe Biden said Sunday. A rabbi linked to the Ivy League school has recommended that Jewish students return home as soon as possible and remain home amid the demonstrations and violence. The atmosphere was so charged that school officials said students can attend classes virtually starting today, the first day of Passover, a major Jewish holiday. By the way, 133 hostages still remain taken by Hamas, and they're not giving them back. Trump trial. Opening statements are expected to begin today It took them a while to find 12 jurors. You know, how do you find 12 jurors in New York? That can be fair. I mean, they just kept, you know, they had many of them. They said, can you be fair in this? And they said, no, I can't be. I've had too, you know, I've read too much, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, they're telling the truth. Now you got 12 that said, oh, yeah, yeah, no, no, it's okay. I have pro-Dem stuff and anti-Trump stuff on my Facebook page, but I can be fair. A full 12-person jury and six alternates were selected last week and could determine whether Trump is a convicted felon by Election Day. The trial is expected to feature several high-profile witnesses, including those that were in Trump's inner circle. You know, I was trying to find out the true facts about this trial, you know, both sides of it. And it's difficult. It's very difficult. I guess I'm going to have to keep going to different sources because the first one I looked at was, I mean, it was blatantly anti-Trump. And then this next one was blatantly anti-Trump. So I've got to go in there and just say, okay, what are the facts on this case? He was accused of paying hush money. So, and that, you know, that the, believe it or not, the National Enquirer was, you know, has been accused, and well, they paid a fine, of numerous catch and kill schemes. In other words, somebody says, if you don't pay me, I'm going to say this. So what they did is they bought the story, said you can't talk about it, and then they didn't publish it. It's called a catch and kill. But they're saying that this was orchestrated, they paid money to keep Stormy Daniels quiet, you know, blah, 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 blah. At the same time, you've got other people that have been accused of this, and they've never gone to trial. The feds have not. The feds chose not to bring this as a court case, so this came down to a local DA in New York, and from an attorney general, pushed by an attorney general that said her whole mission in life was to put Trump in jail. You know, it seems to me. And then the one, you know, there's one in D.C. too. I mean, are you going to get a fair trial in D.C.? You might, you'll probably get a fair trial in Atlanta, where it's, you know, at least you've got a mixture of both sides there. But New York, D.C., and the whole thing is these are things that other people are not brought up to trial for. His business dealings, he gets hit with, businesses all the time inflate their holdings and their worth. And yet somehow it's come into the fact that, oh no, the idea is they're afraid that Trump can beat Biden. So how do you prevent that? Well, you make him a felon. You keep bringing him to trial. You keep taking him off the campaign trail and keep him in a courtroom. And, you know, I think, and when you look at the polls, various polls, that people don't like that. People don't think this was such a, you know, think this is such a huge thing that, the harm in it. The, you know, it wasn't national security. It's whether he had, if he had a relationship, a one-night relationship with Stormy Daniels. Who cares? The fact is that did they pay? It says that money was given to her on the saying that, not to talk about it. Then she came out later and said it never happened. So I'm not sure what all this is about. And I don't think a lot of people are because they're going to keep clouding the facts, talking about how this is happening. And like I said, though, I'm going to really get into it here today and see if I can find a site, any site that will lay out this is the accusation. This is what brought it on. These are the things that make it interesting or why it should not have happened, is why it should have happened. try and find that in today's mainstream media or online. Your first 30 things are why Trump is guilty when you look at when you go to Google it. So, okay, we're going to take a break from the news. When we come back, we've got an open line Monday. And I'm going to talk about certain things from around here, things that have happened, but I'm looking for your phone calls at 530-605-4567. We'll be right back.
Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Instead of being where he would like to be, out on the campaign trail, former President Trump is again stuck in a New York City courtroom. He's there for opening statements now being delivered at his criminal trial. Heading into court this morning, Mr. Trump again accusing President Biden and his cronies of engineering the whole thing.
These are all Biden trials. This is done as election interference. Everybody knows it. I'm here instead of being able to be in Pennsylvania and Georgia and lots of other places campaigning.
Mr. Trump faces 34 felony counts of falsifying business records. At the heart of the case, a routine non-disclosure agreement, with Mr. Trump's lawyers arguing that no crime was committed, despite prosecutors' claims that Mr. Trump schemed to corrupt the 2016 election and then tried to cover it up. A high-ranking Israeli military officer has stepped down some 6 months after the horrific Hamas terror attack that ignited the war in Gaza.
The military says the head of Israel's intelligence directorate, Ahiron Haliva, has resigned over the failures surrounding Hamas's October 7 attack, becoming the first senior figure to step down over his role in the deadliest assault in Israel's history. The resignation sets the stage for more fallout from Israel's top security brass. In his resignation letter, Haliva writes, "The intelligence directorate under my command did not live up to the task we were entrusted with. I carry that black day with me ever since, day after day, night after night. I will carry the pain with me forever." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
As Passover arrives, there's no end in sight to the anti-Israel protests at New York's Columbia University. A rabbi based at the school advising Jewish students to go home and stay there for their own safety. Meanwhile, today, anti-Israel protests have erupted on the campus of Yale University in New Haven, Connecticut. Wall Street, the Dow is up 42 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Our government has engorged itself on borrowed money. Now we are over $30 trillion in debt. If this bubble finally implodes, many Americans would be left penniless and heartbroken. For example, what happens if state and federal pension funds go broke? Or 401ks and IRAs get cut in half due to hyperinflation? Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau, news analyst, best-selling author, and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. People who understand something big is coming. Now's the time to prepare with a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. Precious metals are among the most proven hedges you can make. And they're even better inside a tax advantage account. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached, so just text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you are blessed with continued prosperity.
Thousands of Colombians are taking to the streets in latest rebuke of leftist President Gustavo Petro's reform agenda.
One of the major issues is there are all these reforms that he wants to put through that remain very popular with lots of working class Colombians, you know, access to great healthcare and education, which are always going to be very, very difficult and complicated to get through Colombian Congress where he doesn't have a majority. But then there's the issue of insecurity in the country. He wants complete peace, and his way of doing that is, some might say, it's too lenient on armed access. That's always been a very controversial issue in Colombia, and if people don't have security, that sort of does put an added pressure on him if people don't feel safe in the country.
The BBC's Phoebe Hobson. Police say four Germans were caught laying white roses in memory of Hitler at the house where the Nazi dictator was born in Western Austria, the anniversary of his birth. Work started last year on turning the building into a police station meant to make it unattractive as a pilgrimage site for those who glorify Hitler. Townhall.com. Marijuana sales now legal for one tribe in North Carolina.
Medical pot can now be purchased with the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians opening its dispensary on tribal land. The tribe decriminalized possession of small amounts of marijuana on the tribal lands and formed a medical marijuana system to grow cannabis and sell it. Marijuana use, though, remains illegal in the rest of North Carolina. The tribe is looking at allowing the adult recreational use of pot. Jason Walker reporting.
Terry Anderson, the globe-trotting AP correspondent who became one of America's longest-held hostages, has died. His death yesterday at his home in Greenwood Lake, New York, was confirmed by his daughter. Anderson was snatched from the streets in war-torn Lebanon in 1985. He was held for almost 7 years. Terry Anderson was 76 years old. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on Monday. Monday, the 22nd of April, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good people over there. Phone lines here, 605-4567. I'm telling you that because this is open line. I expect you to call in here and tell me what's stuck in your craw or observations or things like that. And Christina's there at the helm, and it's National Earth Day.
Good morning.
National Volunteer Week. Dun, 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 dun.
And also it is National Girl Scout Day.
National Girl Scout Day. Okay. Christina yesterday came over and started a romance there with Buford. We came back. I mean, she's sending us photos of them laying on the couch together and all that. So really appreciated you coming by yesterday. Buford fell in love with you.
I was, to be honest, not sure if you allow him to go on the couch.
We don't, but that's okay. he has two chairs. One I sit in and one Linda sits in that he sneaks into when we're not there. And I'll walk out, and there he is laying in Linda's chair, and he sees me, and his eyebrows go up. You ever seen a dog? He looks at you and goes, maybe shouldn't be here, but until you say something, I'm staying. So
he was also watching me like, can I, please?
I'm
like,
I know. Oh, no. No, he's a – oh, no. He'll come up, and one paw will come up.
Yes.
No, and then you'll – you know, Mom, he puts the paw on, you rub his paw, and then another paw comes up, and then next – then that left rear leg comes up real slow. And once he gets that up there, boom, he just lays there with his head next to you going, I'm very happy.
And he's, like, not breathing. He's not moving. He's just, like, not, like –
I know. He just gets there and if I'm quiet enough, they won't tell me to move. If you can't really see me, I'm just here. Buford.
Love him.
Okay, let's go find the weather here. I think I've got it around here. There we go. Okay, today, my friends, it's going to be 89 degrees, maybe, 90 in some places. Tonight, a low around 57. Now, tomorrow and Wednesday, it's going to be in the mid-70s to high 70s. Lows in the evenings in the mid-50s. Thursday, a 20% chance of shower. Friday, a chance of showers. And then Saturday, back up to 72. And Sunday, 73. So it's going to be a great weekend. Next weekend, it looks like it says a chance of showers with thunderstorms also possible after 11 a.m., but partly sunny with a high near 50, and Friday night mostly clear. So the cruise should be okay. It clears up the atmosphere and all that, and then people can cruise, and you can watch, 200 cars going by, maybe more. I don't know how many can go into the cruise. But we'll be talking about that this week, too. Now, your weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Family-owned business, been in there, delivering propane to their customers for 25 years. The Kinney family, really good people. They take care of their customers. They do treat their customers as friends. They have, of course, it's locally owned, locally operated. And they give discounts to seniors and veterans. And they have other payment plans. It's a veteran-owned business. I can't say enough about the Kinney family or Shasta Gas Propane. All right. lot of things happening in the next couple of weeks. So, but we went to the Red Bluff Roundup. Wow. What an extravaganza that is. Now, Saturday we went and, went there with our media passes and walked around and, got photos. And now here's something that happened. We were going to this one place that we've always been able to go and we couldn't go in there. Why is that? It's because some people that had media credentials showed up in very tasteless clothing. And something I learned was you had to have a Western attire on, i.e. a shirt with a collar and hat and that kind of stuff. Because if you don't, if you've got people there without the proper attire, you know, in the media area there and the others, they rodeos can be fined by the PRCA, Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association. And then some other people abused their privileges to go to certain other areas, so it really got locked down on Saturday. That happened Friday night, which is fine because we were dressed and all that. Walked around, able to talk to a lot of people, get some photos that are on Facebook, and if they're not on Facebook, they will be today. But it was hot, and even though it wasn't that hot, it was only like 86, but it was warm. And it was like the first 86 day that we've had all year. So we went, but then as we were leaving, we have friends that said, hey, I've got a friend that's got some tickets to the Skybox. Now, Skybox is that seating area right over the chutes. And he was letting them go for a good price. So I bought a couple of tickets, so Linda and I went to the Skybox the next day just as spectators. But what a great place to sit. We were over chute number 7. And it comes with beverages and tri-tip sandwiches and stuff like that. And and you're sitting right there. You got a great, great view. Now, why we were there, they made this, everybody's, I mean, this place is packed. The roundup was packed. And they made an announcement. Okay, this has to go back to temperatures. Will the person and they named the vehicle, please return to your vehicle. The police are on their way and you've left your pet in the car. Well, somebody saw it, reported it, and the police were on their way along with the Humane Authority, and they will take a air thermometer and see how hot it is in the car, and then your window's going to get broken. And you'll get a ticket for animal cruelty, but they made that announcement. But I can't imagine somebody bringing their animal out in the, it's one thing, I'm sure they've got animals in the, that people bring, the contestants bring, but they don't leave them in their cars, they leave them in trailers, or they'll leave them in the stock trailers that are open and this, I guess. Anyway, but this is a person who's parking out in the main parking lot, left their dog in the car. Whoa. Just a warning, it's getting hot, and we're going to start talking about that a lot more, because 86 out there on the asphalt turns into like 120 real quick. And then, the hotter it gets, the worse it gets inside that car. Even with the windows down, it is still bad. And, it could cause a horrible death, not just the animals, but the people. And you're going to see that this summer. You're going to see where somebody left their child in the back of the car. They forgot the child was in the car. I'm not sure how you do that. It happens, and it's a horrible, horrible accident. But how do you recover from something like that? That would be tough. But it's tough enough if you left your dog in the car and they died. But your child, or your great grandmother, or somebody like that. So it's something to be aware of, my friends. So I mean, they made that announcement, and he made it. He was really serious about it. I mean, he said, "Listen to me. This is a special announcement. Listen to me." And like the whole stadium kind of quieted down. So, okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back. I'm going to finish up with the Red Bluff Roundup and what we saw, and then we're going to be talking about some things, local things that are happening, that are going to be coming up soon, and, you know, where to get tickets, what to plan for over the next here in May, because it is here. May is here, and so many things are happening. But this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell started her business in 1993 and has been providing outstanding service to her customers ever since. Now, insurance and financial. She's got insurance and financial needs under one roof, broken into two divisions. And you can talk to experts in either one of those. Well, how's your retirement plan going with all the inflation? How's your insurance, if you're able even to get insurance? How's that working for you? How about your life insurance? How about your business insurance? You can give Judy a call at 530-221-0441. You can get a free review and evaluation of all your policies and investments you're making. And like I said, it's free. They're going to go through it with you, so you can go over it one more time. But I tell you what, Judy can find people insurance for their homes. Just very, very difficult to do. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Hello, this is Rollin from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Redding. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they keep her online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCN 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. 8:20 in the morning here on the 22nd of April. And it's 67 degrees today already. Going up to 89 today. So, how about that? This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the United States, one of the top 100 hospitals in the United States. It's a teaching hospital with 13 residents on a three-year program. The second wave of them are coming in this summer, and then they'll be here 3 years. The idea behind this is, what, more physicians doing their residencies, working in the hospital, working in clinics here, and then also showing them how cool it is up here in the North State, and maybe keeping a few of them, and getting or if they go on to a specialty, coming back here to Shasta County. Good idea. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Okay. Yesterday, we saw, when we were out there, we saw the R.C. Landingham, local man from Hat Creek, was on a horse called Virgil. And this horse, Virgil, is a phenomenon in rodeo. It's been voted PRCA Bucking Horse of the Year twice, maybe three times. People that ride this horse get really good scores if they can ride. So here you have R.C. Landingham, one of the best riders, won, I literally won $1 million check in this rodeo extravaganza. You have to compete in a variety of rodeos and win or place high in three of them. But if you win all three, you get that check. Well, guess what? RC, year before last, maybe it was last year, won all three, got $1 million check. And that's a local boy. And let me tell you, we met him back at the NFR, and he is just a fine young man. He's got a beautiful family, just a good guy. Anyway, so he gets on Virgil yesterday. And they come out, that horse makes a right turn and comes right down and he's bucking in front of us. And I tell you what a great ride, what a great, horse, because, you got two judges, each of them, has 50 points, 25 for the horse, 25 for the cowboy. So when so that's 50 points, two. So the highest you can get is 100, right? When they finished, when RC and Virgil finished, 92.5 points. New arena record. The other riders, the other cowboys are throwing their hat out there in the arena too. They were just happy to see it. They knew it was going to be something special, and it was. So, roundup is now finished. It's going to be interesting to see all the money they collected for all these good causes, and that'll probably come out in the next few days. Okay. Some other things that are going to be coming up is, of course, the Reading Rodeo is rolling in here for their 76th time. And along with that, you have a number of things that are happening. But one of them is the Reading Rodeo Parade. It's going to be Saturday, May 18th at 10 a.m., and they are looking for entries into this year's parade. So if you've never seen the parade, shame on you. Yeah, you can come on down. It's on May 18th. It's the last day of the rodeo also. That's Saturday night, and that'll be Veterans Appreciation Night at the Reading Rodeo. But they're looking for entries, and you can give Justin a call at 530-227-5511. if you are thinking about it, yeah, your car, you know, put your truck in it. We were going to have Odina the Wonder Horse marching, but we're not sure how that's going to work out. Any way you look at it, she'll never be near the Asphalt Cowboys at the end. Other things that are happening that week, of course, are the, you know, Top Hand dinners, the golf tournament, street dance, the Special Needs Kids Day on Monday, which is just, if you have not been out to see this, you need to do this. It is so successful. So many kids come. They get on a horse for the first time. Many of them do. And then the hard part is getting them off the horse. And, you know, they just, oh no, this is super. One instance where a kid hadn't spoken for like 6 months, started talking when he got on that horse. And no, it wasn't like, get me off this. No, how much he enjoyed it. Of course, the bank hold up where last year Linda was, you know, you had the lone stranger and the sidekick. She was the sidekick. I had no idea. When they made the announcement during the pancake breakfast, and I'm standing there, and they said, and the sidekick, see, the lone stranger was Baron Browning, and sidekick was Linda Bott. They have a picture of me with me just kind of looking up at Cameron Middleton, who made the announcement, and I'm thinking, it can't be. I said, how many Linda Botts are there in this town? Really, how many Linda Botts are there in this town? And I thought, that's my Linda Bott. And, yep, sure enough, there they were laughing. She held the secret from me for 3 days, which, if you know Linda, is very difficult for her. She tells me everything, you know, everything. And she didn't tell me. She said, I actually wrote it down. I was the sidekick. And she says, because, you know, it was just making me crazy, and I couldn't tell you. And I said, so what happened after you wrote it down? She says, well, then I threw it away because I promised them I wasn't going to tell anybody. So I guess when the girls get together, they say, okay, it's just among us girls. Well, you know, those are things I don't expect to hear those. But so that's happening. And, of course, the big pancake breakfast on Friday where you can have breakfast with 10,000 of your friends. We'll be giving away tickets for that. And then the Reading Rodeo that starts on Wednesday. What is it? The 15th? And the, starts on the 15th and goes through the 18th. And the Reading Rodeo Parade, which is what we just talked about. I mean, a lot of things happening that week. Rodeo is such a big part of Reading, just like it is down at the Roundup down in Red Bluff. Such a big part of Reading, and it has been for 76 years. So when you hear things like possibility that the rodeo may be going away, that the grounds will be taken, you got to get involved in this, my friends. You got to find out what's going on. It's not going to be tomorrow, but the riverfront, the new riverfront plan. What is the plan? Is the rodeo grounds going to be kept? And if they're not, it would be nice for them to say that up front. It's interesting, of course, that the two members of the Reading Planning Commission that were pro rodeo, Cameron Middleton and Marcus Parton, were taken off the committee. They were not reappointed. David Stein from Bethel, Bethel Music, and Josh Johnson, who is a local real estate guy and I think he's going to be running for city council, were appointed to that. And then there was a brouhaha going on about the chairman of the planning commission being, providing a toxic atmosphere. Now, when I hear the term toxic atmosphere, I throw up in my mouth because, you know, it's overused. What exactly that was, Cameron Middleton sitting here going, hey, he and I disagree on, his name's Hatch, Aaron Hatch. He and I disagree on many things, but he has never, ever denigrated anything I said or anything like that. We just disagree on things, but we can talk about it. So that's according to Cameron, who sits in the meetings. I don't sit in the meetings. Nor do I want to. But it'll be interesting to see if that happens. They're going to vote in that in a couple of weeks. And then what is the Planning Commission going to be stacked with pro-development people? And then does that mean the Reading Rodeo, is that, are they in trouble? Are they in danger? These are things you got to take a look at and be start looking at now, my friends. Get involved. Get involved. Okay, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. It's a barbershop. It's not a hair salon. It's truly a barbershop. Been there since 1960. It's been established since 1960. I think they've been there in their location since, I don't know, 68, something like that. Never had a bad haircut in 17 years. What can I say beyond that? And people I talk to about it, Randy, the hot dog guy that sits there in front of the post office on Yuba Street, he says, you know, you told me about it, and you know, I heard you say it, talk about it. So I went down there, and he says, it's the best haircut I've ever gotten in my life, and I'm staying with them. Well, that's good. Yeah, it's good to know. And yeah, you can, I make an appointment. I give them a call at 530-244-9478, or you can just drop by, and if they've got an opening, you're going to get a great haircut. That's Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. We'll be right back.
The heart-pounding excitement of the Reading Rodeo is back, Bucket by the River. Join us May 15th to the 18th for four unforgettable nights of heart-pounding action with family fun and the unrivaled thrill of rodeo. Tickets are available now exclusively at ReadingRodeo.com. The Reading Rodeo, where legends are born and memories are made. Mark your calendars for May 15th to the 18th and ensure you're part of the action. Visit ReadingRodeo.com today so you don't miss out.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Attention, all poker enthusiasts. Don't miss out on action-packed fun and incredible prizes. Head to Wind River Resort and Casino Poker Room for our Casino Royale event on Friday, April 12th and 26th, starting at 3 p.m. Get ready for the thrill of Texas Hold'em, because the first nine players to sign up for a limit Texas Hold'em game will receive a $30 add-on and a raffle ticket for a chance to win amazing prizes. And that's not all. From 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., there'll be two hot seat winners drawn every half hour to win dining vouchers or $100 cash. Also, there's something extra for the fashion-forward poker stars out there. Dress in your finest formal attire and receive $50 in free slot play. And our judges will award the best-dressed guest with $75 in chips. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
You kiss and leave me high, like a sweet song of a choir. Light my morning sky, burning love.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Okay, this is important. Of course, you say, well, Carl, most everything you say is important. Yeah. One of our people here bought tickets online to the Red Bluff Roundup. Not from the Red Bluff Roundup official ticket agency.
That's right. That's what happened with her.
She showed up Friday with her tickets that she had spent a lot of money on, like four times as much, and the tickets were no good. Yeah.
Yep. Not only did they search for half an hour, her and her husband, trying to locate those people in the ticket booth, had no record of it at all.
Yeah, none. So, let's talk about that. Reading Rodeo is coming up. And when I call up for Reading Rodeo tickets, I've got event tickets. I have ticket sales. I have, these are all different sites, Vivid Seats, e-tickets, Ticket Center. No, no, do not buy from these people. Why? Because they're going to jack up the prices on you. I mean, you're going to pay two times, three times as much as you should be paying. You go to the Reading Rodeo Association ticket office. That's readingrodeo.com. It's simple. That's where you buy your tickets. You're not going to get scammed. And then today, the credit card she used for her tickets
just gave her an alert that someone charged $300 on her credit card.
There you go. So, this is something, don't buy from any of these ticket sites, my friends, whether it's the Cascade, the Civic, anything. Don't buy from there. Buy from, in this case, for the Reading Rodeo, you go to readingrodeo.com, buy your tickets right there. They're a lot cheaper. You're for sure, you've got your tickets. No problem. Okay. There's a warning, and I'm going to keep talking about this because this hit one of our people, and it's close to home.
And it happened through the Cascade and other places,
yeah,
that sell tickets, too.
Yeah, every place. Cascade, like I said, Cascade or the Civic Center or Civic Auditorium, any place that sells tickets, you know, and it says come here. I mean, even, you know, I guess you could go to Axiom. Any place that offers tickets for sale for these big events, don't buy them. Go right to the vendor that's putting it on, the Civic Auditorium, the Cascade Theater, in this case, the ReadingRodeo.com. Okay, there's your warning. I will give more of those. Hey, Saturday, April 27th, that's this Saturday. Why don't you join us down there at Wind River for the 30th Annual Reading Regional Chapter of the Safari Club International's Annual Banquet. It's going to be Saturday. It starts around 5 p.m. to 6:30 is reception and games. So if you know, you can get in there later, but 6:30 is dinner. And once we start, they start serving a great dinner. And after that is the auctions, the drawings. Be prepared to buy raffle tickets because I'm not kidding you. I'm talking about so many things are being raffled off. Some that appeal to the ladies. Some of it is for everybody. It includes guns, hunting, outdoor gear, artwork. If you bring your kids to this, it's a great place to bring kids, a lot of things to look at and all that. every kid there, I think under the age of, 15, gets a bag and they get all types of stuff. Some of them win guns, some, fishing rods, everything. Okay. Now, speaking of fishing, I watched a movie. It's called Mending the Line. If you have not seen this movie, I think it's on, Netflix or Prime. One of those. It's called Mending the Line. And if you're a fly fisherman, you understand what that means. That when you cast and you drop your fly into the water of, say, a river, and the river will take the line down in front of the, because of the weight, in front of the fly. What you do is you just do a flick and you take your line and you put it behind the fly, which slows it down where the fish has a chance to go for it. And it's called Mending the Line. And this movie is just, I can't say enough about it. It's about a Marine who has PTSD. Tragedy when he was in Afghanistan. And then his problems in coming back. He was wounded. His friends were killed and all this. And he's at a center in Montana. And it's got good actors, really good actors in it. Patricia Heaton, this guy that's in Succession. He's a British guy, but he plays a wonderful part. The young man that plays the Marine, just everybody in this. Wes Studi, of course, the famous actor. And it's about coming back from tragedy and post-traumatic stress and fishing. Just like our local hooked on healing chapter here works, just like it. You don't see a lot of fishing, but you sure learn a lot about life and facing life. It's not about catching the fish. It's about life. It's about being there. And I can just say it's a wonderful movie. And if you've got time to watch it, sit down, don't have a bunch of things going on, because so many things are said in this movie that are just excellent. I was touched and to see and how they captured it. And, I'm just going to tell you, it's got a good ending. Okay. Because I'm not going to, he goes down to the end and he kills himself. No, it's not like that. It's got a great ending and it's uplifting, but it's not just about PTSD. It's about people that are having problems in their life that their life is, starting to overcome them and, too many things, anxiety and all this. This is what this movie, and you watch it now, is it going to cure people? No, but what it does is it opens up areas where you can look at it and see how things can happen. So it's called Mending the Line. I'm giving it a 2 thumbs up. I'm giving it 8 stars out of 4. So that's how much I think about it. Yeah, no, 8 stars out of 4. This is just a great movie. I'm going to go back and watch it again this week. What else we got going on here? I warned everybody about the tickets. Okay, there's a big case. I tell you what, I'm not going to hit that. I'm going to hit that after the break. TikTok, the high-stakes foreign aid package approved by the House that you heard about, this $95 billion package over the weekend providing foreign aid for Ukraine, Israel, and the Indo-Pacific region. Mike Johnson pushed it through. A lot of conservatives, the conservatives in Congress are not happy about that. That threatened to call for his ouster, but this thing passed with the support of 210 Democrats and 101 Republicans. Goes to the Senate. Now, then I'm going to throw in TikTok. What's about that? The foreign aid package that was just passed included a measure that could lead to a TikTok ban. By attaching the TikTok bill to funding for Ukrainian military equipment, Israeli missile defense, they put pressure on the Senate to consider the whole package in a single up or down vote. The current version of the bill signed, if it's signed, will give TikTok roughly 9 months to separate from its Chinese parent company, ByteDance, following national security concerns. It also states the deadline can be extended by President Biden by 90 days if he determines there's been progress toward a sale. So this looks like this could get passed. Now, TikTok obviously has been raised as a concern by our intelligence community, by the fake news, all the weird things that are happening, plus the fact that people are dying because they're trying things on TikTok. I've never seen TikTok. I don't know. But what I've read about it seems like, why would we want to continue to push, 147 million Americans are looking at TikTok to get their information or disinformation from? We have enough local disinformation sites. You don't need to go to TikTok to get your disinformation. Just go to CBS, go to Fox, go to MSNBC, go to CNN. Hey, American disinformation as opposed to foreign disinformation. Gonna take a break and we'll be right back.
An old cowpoke went riding out one dark and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw, a plowing through the ragged sky, and up the cloudy draw.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blasingame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
April, so you know what that means. Hot cars! And Cool April Nights is back, April 19th to the 28th. It's going to be bigger than ever. So mark your calendar for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shine, a drive-in movie, cornhole tournament with $1,000 in prizes. Don't forget to dust off your lawn chairs for the big cruise on Friday, April 26th. End the week by coming to the biggest show and shine of them all at the Civic Auditorium on Saturday, April 27th. There will be 2,000 classic cars on display, tons of great food, a variety of vendors, and lots of chances to win prizes at our annual Poker Walk or Raffle City. Get your tickets today at any of the 8 local Napa Auto Parts stores to avoid the line. Cool April Nights returns April 19th to the 28th, so mark your calendars. For a full schedule of events, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
Hi, I'm Adam Ryan, presiding judge of the Shasta County Superior Court. The Superior Court is now accepting applications from those individuals that are interested in serving on the Shasta County Grand Jury. To apply or get more information, please visit our website at ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
The Shasta County Grand Jury application deadline has been extended to April 24th. To apply or to get details, visit ShastaCountyGrandJury.org. Don't delay. Get your application in now.
Please apply now.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Experience for the first time glowing wild an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024. Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Good morning, everybody. 8:49 in the morning. Hey, it's going to be 89 degrees today. Yep. And then tomorrow, it's going to be like 10 degrees cooler, 78. Hopefully, on Wednesday, around 75. Now, Thursday and Friday, you got a chance of showers. And Saturday, we're right back up in the low 70s. Thursday and Friday, will be in the high 60s. So, looks like great weather. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business. 530-365-3793. Okay, if my computer... Hopefully. Yes. Supreme Court's going to hear arguments today on whether ticketing homeless people is cruel and unusual and violates the Eighth Amendment of the Constitution. Grants Pass has a... I can't read that. We have a caller. I can't read that. Christina. I can't. Who is it?
Janice.
Janice, okay. Janice, I'm sorry, I just saw that. Are you there?
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning.
I have a question regarding the plans for the Redding Rodeo. How is it that six people, and they eliminate two others, can decide something so so monumental and, that the people want, and why wouldn't the people make a decision? I feel like it's the big money coming in to make us look like some other place than what we are up here in Northern California.
Okay. Well, let me tell you, the Planning Commission can advise. Now, on certain things, they can make a decision, but it really comes down to the city council, Janice. It comes down to the city council. They're the only ones that can make that final decision. That's why when they voted to put these other people in, it was a 3-2 vote again, as you know, that Tanessa Audette and Julie Winter and Jack Munns vote together all the time. And so it's going to come down to the city council. Now, what you said, though, was real important. If they decide to do something like that, do away with the rodeo grounds, and I'm not saying they are, but if they did, it would be, there'd be enough signatures to have put this on a referendum and let the people vote. And when that happens, I think that the people are going to vote to keep our rodeo here, right where it's at. So we'll see. But it'll be a couple years, so we're going to just have to keep watching it and see what goes on with this. But people like you have to get involved. You know, people like all of our listeners and other people need to get involved with this.
Thank you. Thank you, Carl, for all you do and also for Linda.
Thank you very
much.
Have
a good day.
Yes, ma'am. You too. Anyway, okay, let's go back to the ticketing. Grants Pass, this is in front of the Supreme Court. Do you have a right? Does the city have a right to control their own city parks? That's what it's about, like us. Do we have the right to control our city parks and, you know, the areas in our city? Many communities, it's going to decide whether the homeless have a right to camp in public places. As many communities, as you know, are struggling to respond to a surge in encampments that have cropped up under bridges and in city parks across the nation. They've had fires underneath the bridges down in L.A. that have destroyed the bridges. So, does a city and county have the right, a community, to take back their parks? So, it's being followed by people who live in these encampments and are alarmed by the efforts to criminalize the population rather than build shelters and affordable housing. That's not it. The fact is, they're not being criminalized. They're being told you have to leave. And, okay, what can you offer them? Well, we're building that new center there that's going to be able to take another 100 and something people in there. They can go down to the Good News Rescue Mission. They have a place to sit there. In many cases, or to sleep, get cleaned up. And no, they're not being proselytized to either. They can stay there for 30 days. So what they're saying in this decision, the number of homelessness have increased by 12% from 2022 to 2023. Now, there's a lot of reasons for this. The economy, the inflation, the fact that there is no place to live. Even if you've got money, finding a place to live is tough. But do we as a community have a right to say, no, you can't camp in our parks, you can't camp in front of our libraries, you can't camp under the bridge, you've got to move to this, to one of the open areas? This is a big decision. Robert, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How's things?
Well, things is okay. How's things right, with
well,
you?
Hey, well, I just wanted to mention that thing you were talking about with that new movie about the veteran with PTSD.
Sure. Mending
and
the
I'm hoping that it'll be here in Reading soon. But I also wanted to give a little equal opportunity plug to a little number I saw over the weekend called Unsung Hero, and it looks pretty promising as well. And I, strange as it may seem, I recognized two of the actors, and one of them was Terry O'Quinn, the old-time character actor, got his start in that Tom Cruise movie, All the Right Moves, and then Lucas Black from NCIS New Orleans.
Yeah.
If you go to unsunghero.com, and I think there's supposed to be some sort of link of where it's going to be playing, because this ties into one of my side hustles in retirement, because I'm still trying to work on purchasing that movie house behind the Dollar Tree store, because these would be the kind of movies I'd be wanting to do, because my eventual plan, if I get this thing off the ground, is to turn it over to the Veterans Museum and let them use it for fundraising purpose. You know, like have theme nights like 007 night and John Wayne night, that sort of thing.
Things that are open, that are in public, they don't have to pay a lot of money for to play. And
yeah.
I understand that. That's a good idea, Rob. You know, the other thing about this Unsung Heroes, I'll take a look at this. The Mending the Line was just touching. Maybe it's my time in the military, my time with around people with this, but PTSD is not just
yeah,
veterans.
I know. My dad
this
was a World War II veteran. They used to call it combat fatigue.
Yeah, but it's not just for people that were in the military. I mean, these are people that were maybe bad car crashes, sexual assault, a job that just wore them down, like, you know, working in the medical field. How about first responders? How about,
mm-hmm.
all of these? So, you know, people that are having these things, when you watch this movie, it just kind of gives another avenue there. I wish that we could have something so it's like, you know, that, you know, like healing, you know, like Hooked on Healing would be opened up to all first responders too. You know, let them get out
yeah.
there, because this group here in town are just a great group of men and women. And they've got
mm-hmm.
veterans, male and female veterans. They fish all the time. They reach out to people. It's called Hooked on Healing. Look it up on Facebook. It used to be a plan. Yeah. So,
and what's the name of this movie, the other movie you're talking about again, so I can Google it?
Mending the Line.
Mending the Line. Okay.
Yep.
Sounds good.
Okay. Thank you. Anyway.
All right, thank you.
Okay, going back to this Supreme Court decision, they're going to make a decision on this. It's going to be interesting. If they come back and say, no, we don't have the right to move people around, you got to take a look at it. You know, homelessness has grown 22% in 1 year. The state of California has got like half a third to a half of all the homelessness right here in California. Something has got to be done. It's got to be a combination of putting up areas, and it could be like barracks, why not? Where you can put 100 people in to sleep, and it's got bathrooms and all that. Then you have non-government agencies, and there are churches and other places that are getting a lot of money to help with this. All these millions of dollars that they could put people in there to run the place, and I mean, you could throw up prefab as far as that goes. Why not in areas? And so, give places for people to go to put like Jonathan Anderson said from Good News Rescue Mission, they're putting places there so they can bring their animals, you know, with kennels and all that. So because a lot of the homeless do have animals, and so it's got to be a two-pronged approach. But we as citizens who pay our taxes, we need to be able to go to places and not worry about it. We need to be able to have, make sure our kids are out there playing and there's not a homeless encampment across the street from a park. I mean, or they're in the park. You live down where, you know, where their Dignity is building their new cancer center. People there were under siege for years down there off that street because of the homeless encampments and all things that are happening down there. The cops would come in. The next day they'd be back. The homeless, they're picking up tons and tons of trash. We want to, in our community, we want to be a giving, forgiving, and help people, but we also want to have control of our environment. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. Okay. Hey, everybody, you have a great day. Hey, I'm going to try and get our new show that's going to start here in a week or so on tomorrow to talk about what that new show is, new local show, and a number of other things we're doing. So have a great day. It's going to be hot. Be careful, and God bless America.
And I won't back down.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Shasta Regional Medical Center.